You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Hi, you are listening to Wig Hackers Podcast, where you will get a real feeling of what goes on working on the hair side of the entertainment industry. And you will never know where my rants will go, so stay tuned. Welcome back to another edition of Wig Hackers Live, today anyway. So exciting news. January 10th at 8 p.m. on NBC, you can watch Lincoln Rhimes, The Hunt for the Bone Collector. Yes, we have worked tirelessly. We have worked a lot of overtime to create this fun show. I'm excited about it. I hope you guys are too. It has a little bit of everything. It is based off of the books, The Bone Collector. There was also a movie made with Angelina Jolie and Denzel Washington in the leading roles. We have Russell Hornsby and Ariel Kibble as our leading lady and man. Very stoked. Can't wait for you to watch it. There's been a lot of social media press about it right now, so please check it out. Please watch the show. Let me know what you think. I've seen the pilot. There's a couple more episodes that we're still filming right now. We will end up filming, you know, the end of January, so very excited. There's 10 episodes. I can't wait for you to watch. I want you to, you know, critique a little bit, you know, give me some feedback. I want to hear everything you have to know. I want you to fall in love with these characters and some of the hair choices I made. So let me know your thoughts. I need to know everything. I want to know it all. The show, we've been everywhere. We've been graveyards. We've been in tunnels. We've been in murky places. We've been on Roosevelt Island. I mean, in New York City, we even did a couple days. We shut down the MTA in New York to film our big scene that you can see in the pilot, in the little reel that we have going on right now. And then it's going to be fun. The first episode is quite great. Right now, I just read the last script that we're doing, and holy cow, it's really good. Like, you're gonna love it. It's a procedural. It's going to be great. I can't wait. Hopefully, we get picked up for a second season. So all of my positive support out there. So I would love you to watch, join, post, comment. I know Ariel will comment on almost anything. So please, 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 please watch the show January 10th, 8 o'clock on NBC. Oh, yeah. I know it's a quick one. I know it's an easy one. The hair, you know, there's nothing spectacular because it is, you know, a procedural cop show, you know, normal every day. So we didn't really need to do anything exuberant. We do some deaths. We do a lot of stunts. So I want you to take a close look at when you can be like, ooh, that wasn't the real person. Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, I want to see if you can catch those moments. I know we do a lot of creative things in our world, especially with wigs to match the actual actor's hair. Very stoked about it. We have some amazing people, some amazing, talented directors that have come on and done each episode. You know, it's like a mini movie every week. Very excited. It takes about it started at 8 days an hour to 10 days and Saturdays. Woo, fun times. So yeah. So for your, you know, our show, we work about, oh gosh, if we do 8 days, you know, that's about a typical run. But then we've been going up to right now for our finale is like 10 days. Like, so in 10 days, we're filming for literally 42 minutes of airtime. What? Welcome to the world. So I'm very excited about this show. And if you see my name in the credit, I would love you to do a little screenshot, post it, tag me, and we'll see. I think I have some products for, you know, the person who does it the first. I'm going to hopefully air this a little bit beforehand. So I'm going to say Friday, January 10th, 8 p.m., watch it, NBC, you know, so do that. And then maybe I'll have another contest too. So can't wait. I can't wait for you to watch it. Please follow me on Instagram, social media, TikTok, Daniel Coy Official, or is it Decoy? I don't even know anymore. So find me on there. I've been doing some crazy little things about that. So let's do it. All right. Talk to you later, guys. Bye. Thank you so much for making it through this episode of Wig Hackers. Please feel free to give me some topics you'd like to hear me rant about. Send me a DM on Instagram at Daniel Coy Official or on my Facebook page. You can also see me doing some fun, crazy things on the TikTok. Follow Daniel Coy. Don't forget to always do your hair, because when you're looking good, you're feeling amazing and anything can happen.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah, not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.